At Mass yesterday, we heard from Moses, where he told the people, "Hear the statutes and decrees which I am teaching you to observe, so that you may live." Today, the Lord says, "Listen to my voice, then I will be your God, and you shall be my people. Walk in the ways that I command you, so that you may prosper." It's kind of repetition. Listen to me, listen to me. Why aren't you listening? I'm sure any of you who have raised children, adolescents, teenagers, can kind of relate to this repetition of the father, or even in just regular relationships, how often we feel that we're not being listened to. How difficult it is to truly listen, to quiet our minds and our hearts, to put away our own desires, our own ideas of how things should be, and to simply receive what's being presented to us. We so often get in our mind how things are supposed to be, so we set things out to make it according to our own way, our own will, our own perception, our own designs, our own desires. We attempt to become creators of our own life, our own universe. But yesterday, we were told, if you listen to me, follow my ways, then you will live. Today, listen to me, and I will be your God, and you will prosper. But they obeyed not. They walked in the hardness of their evil hearts. They turned their backs to me. It's constant back and forth with the people of the Old Testament. And the Father presents himself to them and offers them everything they ever needed and everything they truly ever wanted, but they decide to go in their own way. And this is the life of each one of us. Every time we turn away from what we know is good, true, and beautiful, every time we hold fast to our own desires, and we make our own plans, and then we ask God to bless our life, and then get mad when it doesn't happen according to our way. Say to them, "This is the nation that does not listen to the voice of the Lord." What a horrible condemnation, recognition. And sometimes we can believe the lie that the things we do don't really affect us. I'm a good person. You'd be surprised how many people come to confession to tell me they're a good person. As though the choices that we make contrary to God's will don't affect the person that we are. When God saw these people, I'm sure they weren't completely evil, but he saw them as people who do not listen. So who are we listening to? If someone were just to take a snapshot of your life, how you spent your morning already today, how you spent your money yesterday, to go through your internet browser history, your social media activity, the conversations you had with yourself and with your spouse and with your family, is there evidence that you listen to God and you follow his way? Lent is this privileged time where we can be honest with ourselves about the poor choices that we make, the clinging to self that we hold on to so tightly, and to realize that we really are helpless, that we are completely dependent on the Father for everything, and that we need him in every moment of our lives. Ask for that grace to listen to his voice, to hear his voice, to follow his voice, to know his voice, to recognize his voice, and to be repelled, offended, repulsed by every voice that is not his. Because if we listen to his voice and follow after him, we will prosper. If we do this, we will live.